It seems tough to believe that just a couple of weeks ago, we were sweltering in a heat wave across the Northeast with high temperatures that were in the 90s for many days in a row and dew point temperatures that were well up into the 70s, making it feel even hotter. Now it's much cooler across the area. In fact, some would argue that the weather is running about a month ahead of schedule. There's a bit of a fall feel, or at least a late summer feel, to the air today, with temperatures that have been mainly in the 70s, though some of the higher spots have held in the 60s this afternoon. Dew point temperatures are very low, running mainly in the 40s and 50s today, and that means that the air is extremely dry for this time of year. And that's going to set the stage for a pretty chilly night across the region, as high pressure will crest directly overhead. It's going to be mainly clear and quite chilly as temperatures fall back into the 40s in many areas and will reach into the 50s, probably the low 50s in some of our more developed areas as we work through the night. There might be a few areas of fog that form, especially in our typical valley locations late tonight into first thing tomorrow morning. And as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll start to see clouds kind of bubble up through the day. There's the small chance of a shower, mainly in western areas, as we work through tomorrow afternoon, but it's under 20%. Temperatures tomorrow will be a little bit milder than today, running in the middle to upper 70s. We may nudge the 80-degree mark from the capital region on south. Then it looks to turn a little bit more moist as we work through the middle part of the week. On Wednesday, we'll see more in the way of clouds, and we'll have a better chance of showers and storms in that Wednesday to Thursday time frame. There is the potential that some of the rain could end up being heavy at times as we work through the middle part of the week, so we'll have to monitor for at least maybe some flooding as that system comes through Wednesday and Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cool, some patchy fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, with some areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, some patchy fog, low in the lower 50s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, some areas of fog, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a little bit more humid with highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.